Okay, it's a big schuss to welcome you.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're going to mute who? And Rabbi, you're muted, but could you unmute him?
Yeah.
If you want to speak up, unmute yourself. And Mordechai Roberts from here. And we welcome Jason Finkelstein and Akiva and Aaron Kulik and Ellie Goldberg. Okay, with Newsman of Yonei Hilchos Beit HaTzarim. I hold that this topic is one of the most commonly shilas that are asked on this topic, and very few people ever learned it be'ir, to even have of an inkling of how to even deal with the shilas. So that's what we're here for. So to deal with Hilchos Beit HaTzarim. And okay, now this is a newsman. So we start with Zeichen Nishmas Avi Mori Yaakov Tzor Pilchas, Zeichen Nishmas Daniel Shemos Yoshua Falak, and we start with the Niggun, and then we continue right into the Shir. The Shir Bez Hashem Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Thursday, well, the half last part of the Shir is going to be Chumash, and then we go from there. We start the Niggun now. Avinu Sof Harachamas Hamerachem Rachem Aleinu V'seim Elimeinu Bina Le'avinu Le'askil Avinu Sof Harachamas Shamerachem Rachem Aleinu V'seif Limeinu Bina Lehavinu Lehaskil Lishma'a Lilmadu Lameh Lishmar velasos uvekaye es kol divrei salmu torosecho biyahavo Lishmoa lilmodu lilameit Lishmar velasos Fulikayim es kol divrei salmu torosecho b'yahavo v'ho'er eineinu v'sod osecho v'dabek libeinu b'mitzvosecho V'yachid livaveinu li'avo li'yira eshimecha lishma'a lilmodu l'lameh lishmor v'lasos Ulikaye beskol divrei salmu torasecha b'yahavo. Okay, everyone has the packets, the access to the packets of Inyanei Bein HaMitzarim on the Google. What is it called? Google Drive. Okay. Yep. Okay. We're going to begin with the Inyan of the Isser of the Suin. We know that the Minhag Yisrael is not to get married during Bein HaMitzarim. So the question is, where does that come from? Where is that Minhag coming from? And to what degree do we have this Minhag? In other words, say somebody, let's backtrack for a second. What's the halacha, God forbid, somebody lost a relative? Right? So what's the halacha? Are you allowed to get married when you're with somebody's balvelus? So what's the din? What is the din on a regular ovel? A regular ovel, in terms of so we'll see what the halachas are and are these halachas similar or dissimilar. So we'll see it all. So look in the first page here in Gemara Titus Chafov Amid Beis. Says the Mishenichnas Av Mematim Besimcha. So Mishenichnas Av Mematim Besimcha. So it's not clear what exactly this means. Mishenichnas Av Mematim Besimcha. We're gonna be what? So we know the Gemara says that if a person has a court case with a non-Jew, so he should not do it in the month of Av, because it's not a mazel dika shah. In contrast, if he has the month of Adar, it's a good time to do it. So mishenichnas Av mematim besimcha. So if you look in the Sefer HaOrah on page 2 and 3. You know, Rashi wrote Svarim Piskei Halacha also. Besides the fact that Rashi wrote a Perush on Chumash and a Perush on the Gemara. But he wrote Shuvas and he wrote Psakim. You know, besides his Rashi as the Mefarish, his Rashi as the Poisik. And, you know, very often people never see those Svarim. You know, because then, you know, everyone learns Chumash with Rashi. Everyone learns the Gemara with Rashi. But what about Rashi as the Poisik? So let's take a look on page 3. So if you look here in the Sefer HaOrah, that's one of the Sfarim from Rashi. Sefer HaOrah, O Samach Dalet, says like this, Mishenichnas Av Mati B'Simcha, Lo le'inyan achilas baso shtiyas yayin kabrinon, elo le'inyan simcha. He says, when the Gemara, you know, there's nothing wrong as far as the Gemara is concerned. You can eat meat during the 9 days. The Gemara only speaks about the issur of eating meat when? By the Suda HaMafsekis. The Suda HaMafsekis. Okay? That's the only time you deal in the Gemara, you're not allowed to eat meat. And we have this minhag, that we don't eat meat already from Rosh Chodesh. And we're going to have a shiurim about that. There's one community that's brought, I don't know what the current, I have to find out about the current situation of this community. But there's one community that's brought down in the Sfarim. Again, I don't know what the present, I'm going to have to look at it for find out more information. That did not makabel the minhag of eating meat. Anything more than the Gemara. And that, what does the Gemara say? Only what? Only Suda Mafsekis. That's it. Even on Tisha, Erev Tisha B'Av itself, you can eat meat. If it's not the Suda Mafsekis. What? Oh, so we're going to see. Oh, no, Rashi just was saying what's Medina the Gemara. In other words, then there's Minhaga. Because we have this Minhag that we already don't eat meat from Rosh Chodesh. And some communities, it's not Rosh Chodesh, only Shavuot Shechalba. But there's one community that's brought down. And it's a pella of this community, because there's one community that is the most starkest community in its embracement of the Piskei Harambam. And who is that community? You're living in the 21st century. I want to know. Minute Tayman, Yemenite Jewry, accepted the Rambam as the Poisek Achron. In other words, the rest of Klal Yisrael, the Shulchan Aruch puts the Rambam pretty high. You know, the Rambam and the Rif and the Rosh, he says those are the three, and then you make a majority of that. But the Taimani community made the Rambam its Poisek. And even though, remember, there was once an article in Jewish Action, and they spoke about the minhag of the Taimani community that in Kaddish, they would say, "B'chayechon u'v'yomechon u'v'chayei d'Rav Moshe bar Maimon." That was the nusach Kaddish in the because they were so "B'chayechon u'v'yomechon u'chayei d'Rav Moshe bar Maimon," like all of Zman, etc. And there's a sefer called Saras Teiman, all about interesting things. And this, the author, say we'll get to it eventually, says that even though the Taimani community accepted the Rambam's psakim, when it comes to meat during the 9 days, their minhag, again, I don't know about all Taimanim, and Rob would try to find out more about it, is they'll eat meat until the Suda HaMafsekes. They didn't accept their poisik for this halacha. And there are a couple of other, it will be in a future packet. I think I just put in a packet Tezayin of this, that they will not follow the Rambam regarding this. So the Shaila is, what's the din? When is it also Medina to have a wedding? So he says, so the Rashi says that Mishenichnas Av Matim B'Simcha Loli in Achilas Basar Shnias Yai. When the Gemara says Matim B'Simcha, it's not referring to that you can't have meat and drink wine. What is a simcha? Not simchas chasnus, the simchas mreyas, the chol dover simcha. So he says that mishenichnas av matim besimcha means that once av comes, there can't be any weddings, because wedding, by definition, is a dover shel simcha. That is the key, the ultimate simcha in is chasnus. Other things that we call simchas are considered lower level simchas. Yeah, so we'll have to discuss. We'll have to see what simchas mereis, what exactly that is. But the ikur simcha is. So therefore, what Rashi is saying is that even if you want to say there's a halach of not getting married during Beit HaMitzrayim, that's at best only a minhag. But Medina, you shouldn't get married once it's the 9 days. The fact that we don't get married the whole Beit HaMitzrayim, that could be only a minhag. But Mishenichnas Av Matim B'Simcha, that's Medina the Gemara. And what's included in Simcha? Not the fact that we don't have meat and wine. That's not included in Mematim B'Simcha. But it's not having a chasid. And that's how Rashi learns, Mishenichnas Av Mematim B'Simcha, now you can't have a chasid. But beforehand, you could. But if you look now, in the Sefer HaMa'oros, so Sefer HaMa'oros on page 5 says, "V'chein nami yishlo b'mashe nogu shlo l'saper v'lisa isha shivasa b'tamas atishavav ein roi l'zalza." It's a minhag, nogu. It's a minhag, but it's not Medina de Gemara. It's only a minhag, and you shouldn't be mezalzel. Pesach iser nishal ein matirko. He says, It's a minig. It's a minig. A minig is also something of significance. You know, the Chasam Sofer Shita, Chasam Sofer, those that were my shir during the year, so we pointed out the Chasam Sofer Shita is that a minig is like a neder midoraisa. Most shitas hold it's only like a neder midorabana. If you have a hanhaga tova, it's like a neder midorabana. Because, again, a neder means you have to articulate. Here, you just was noyheg and you didn't articulate anything. But midorabanan has a din neder, and the Chasam Sofer says even midorais. But it's when you were doing a dover tov, and you were noyheg a dover tov, even though you didn't articulate it, you just were knowing that it's binding midorais. That's why the Chasam Sofer says an unbelievable thing. He says, and those that were my shir heard me say this. We did it in the tshuva. The Chasam Sofer says Chol Yisrael, he says, is only a din d'rabbanan, right? It's a takana d'rabbanan. But if you have a minig not to have Chol of Yisrael, then it's more chomer, because then it's a daraisa. Because minig to do something of a chomer nature that you were doing is mitam neder, and he holds it a neder daraisa. So, if you're keeping Chol of Yisrael because you feel that's the halacha, that's only a din d'rabbanan. But if you feel that no, it's not, maybe mikra din like Rav Moshe, that it's mutter, because we have government rules, but people still like to do it. Those people, it's more chaber for those people, because for them, it's minig mitab neder, and then it's a din d'oraisa, according to the Chasam Sofer. So the same thing, he says, not to get married during the 3 weeks is a minig Yisrael, and it's a mitab neder. It's minig mitab neder. And therefore, and according to the Chasam Sofer, it would be a din d'oraisa. If you hold minig mitam neder, again, a minig meaning a minig tov. In other words, because really, Medina de Gemara, the Rashi, the Sefer Ora says that it's only during the 9 days you can't get married. During the 3 weeks, you can't get married. Then if you take a look at the Sefer HaMidhagim, one of the classical svarim in Midhagim is the Sefer Midhagim of Rabbeinu Isaac Tirna. That's quoted like on every page of Shulchan Aruch, even though maybe some of you never even saw it in life. But it's one of the most classical svarim in Yiddishkeit of Midhagim, is the Sefer Midhagim of Rabbeinu Isaac of Tirna. And a lot of Shulchan Aruch Midhagim come from that Sefer. So let's see what he says. So he says, he quotes about different things. Yud Zayin, Bo Misanim, Bo Mislichas, says, Ve'ein, page 8, Ve'ein Mistaprim, Yud Zayin, Metamas, Arachat Tishabov. He says, you don't get haircuts from Yud Zayin, Tamas, Arachat Tishabov. Yish, Ein Ochlim Basar. Ve'ein Shosim Yayin, Yud Zayin, Metamas, Ad Shabbos Nachabu. In other words, some have that minhag that they don't finish the 3 weeks by Tisha B'Av until Shabbos Nachamu. So if Tisha B'Av is on a Tuesday, it means you still have to keep the minhag till Shabbos Nachamu. Well, this year, Tisha B'Av is on a Sunday. It's a Nidcha, it's on a Sunday. So at Shabbos Nachamu means the whole following week. Should eat basar. The ain nosim noshim, and then the minig of not getting married. That's only a minig. At best, the ikar halacha is only mishenichnas av v'nam matim b'simcha. Okay. So that's the Rav Isaac Tirna, which is one of the most classical Sifrei HaMinhagim. Okay, now let's take a look on the next page here. Is in Shulchan Aruch. So what does it say in Shulchan Aruch? It says, "Ve'ein nosim noshim, ve'ein nosim sudas erusin." Well, le'aris below suda mutter, filu b'tisha b'avatzmo. In other words, you can be Mekadosh and Isha even on Tisha B'Av. Someone asked me, could they get engaged during 3 weeks, 9 days? People always ask the Shaila. So the Shulchan Aruch says you can even be Me'aris and Isha on Tisha B'Av. Because it's not the Simcha. In other words, the only thing you have to worry about is that someone's going to chop the girl before you. So if you mekadesh her, then she's taken by you. Oh, Rav Harari's here. B'nogim l'hachmish einosim mishivit. Mishivasar betabes ve'elach ha'achet tishabav. So yeah, so the Mechaber this is what Venus in Noshim, Venus in Sus. Yeah, so we should look. You have it there. You have a Shulchan Aruch in front of you. Yeah. Tov Kuf Nun Aleph Sif Beis. From what? It's talking about from the 9 days, what we call. Right. So you can't get married during the 9 days. And the Ramo adds, Nogim Lahachmir, Ein Nosim Noshim, already from the 3 weeks. But we saw in Rashi Sheet is that Medina de Gemara, it's only from the 9 days. That's the din of Misha Nechnas Av Matim Besimcha. It's just this minute. And apparently, the Mechaber doesn't have this minute. So according to the Mechaber, you could still get married during the 3 weeks, you know, till Rosh Chodesh. Because he doesn't have this minute. You would or would not? No, so 1 second. Yeah, Eris of an Aris below Suda is Mutter Afil Batisha Bavatsmo, Mutter Learis. But Lakhar, an engagement party is not Eris.
Right.
Engagement party.
They also wouldn't have a scar of course.
In other words, so you want to. No, but you're having shidduch. In other words, right. So the question is, our engagement parties today, but what's its Pasha, no. No. In other words, you want to have a l'chaim, but you get engaged.
Better be happy.
So. Yeah. So he says, the Mechaber says that you can't get married from Rosh Chodesh, and you can't make it Sudas Erisin. Sudas Erisin means that they were Mekadesh to Isha, and then they were whenever, and then they made a Suda.
Erisin. Our engagement parties has no din kedushin, no nothing. That's permissible totally. I mean, what's the problem? Yeah. There's no and even I think up to Sephardim, up to, even today, they'll have weddings till Rosh Chodesh Av. I think that's the way they do
well,
it. They'll,
well, that's not all. But that's what the Mechaber seems to say. According to the Mechaber, you can have weddings until Rosh Chodesh Av. It's only the Ramah quotes this. Nogim lahachmesh.
Does haircutting and simcha go together, or is haircutting and getting married and music, is that two separate inyanim?
That's what I'm going to figure out. Right. You see, Rav Soloveitchik, he was of the opinion that everything has to fall into categories. I'm not so into that, and I want to show you why I'm not into that. But I want you to just listen to what I have to say. In other words, you have to understand why he said what he said and what questions you could possibly ask on that. You see, people, and those, a lot of people, I'm not saying everybody, but I'm saying a lot of people just know, oh, he said this, but they don't know like, what's it based on and what questions could you ask on it. But what Rav Herschel is saying here, Rav Herschel Baum Shlita, is that that when you do an engagement party, that's not a simcha. That's part of the. Obviously, it's a simcha of sorts, but it's not even on the madrega of Suda's Eris. It's not Eris. So it's a nice thing. You can eat lunch today. You know, you can eat lunch during this. You know, so you're eating lunch. You're happy. You're in good mood. You just found your bashert. You're happy. So the question is: is music usher? We'll see. Is music also? No, the Magen Avraham doesn't say music. Very carefully. Literally, the Usser Lasos Rikudu Mumacholus Mun Zayin Batamas Le'elach. Yeah, Rikudu Mumacholus. He shouldn't have dancing. What if it's not dancing? And the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention, what did Magen Avraham mention music? Someone just asked me a question. I'm not going to tell you today how I handled it, but the question was, they spent $400 taking on unrefundable tickets to, I think, My Fair Lady, some type of musical sorts, and it's not refundable. And then they found out they didn't realize that they saw it was during the nine, it was during the 3 weeks. And so think about that question in the back of you. I'm not going to tell you. Yeah. Right. So it doesn't say anything. Shulchan Aruch doesn't use the word. No, it doesn't say Kli Shir. Yeah. The only thing it says is Rikudu, it says getting married, and Rikudu Mumcholos is in the Magen Avraham. But you're right. In other words, to have an engagement party, you had a L'chaim, an engagement party, what people do today, L'chora, it doesn't say in the Shulchan Aruch, you can't have that. It doesn't say you cannot. You can't. So we have to see what, in other words, right? If there's no dancing, then in other words, you just get around. People will come to the house, or you come to wherever, and you'll have some potato chips and some fresh other things. Cool.
To be fleshics.
Yeah, the Magen Avraham. Yeah, let's see the Magen Avraham. That's on what's Sifkat Yud. So the question is, and then the question is, an engagement party is not even shiduchim. Because you see, the old days, they had shiduchim. Meaning, shiduchim means that at the thing, you have real tanoim. You have real tanoim. Yeah, they have real tanoim. Meaning, you go, have a thing, and they sign that there's monetary commitments, monetary penalties, if you back out, that's real shiduchim. Today we don't have. Today in the Hasidic circles they still have the concept of real tanoim, real shiduchim. Tanoim is shiduchim. You sign a contract that you're not going to back out, and if you do, you have a penalty, monetary penalty. Today it's just basically the engagement party is just a gathering. It's not real shiduchim. I mean it's. You know, do you do giving your word that you're going to go through, but it's not, you're not signing anything. So I don't know if it's even the Magen Avraham's. It's less. It's even less than that. Because the Magen Avraham was, Aaron Kulik is pointing out that the Magen Avraham does say that you can't have Shiduchim with a Suda. And I don't know if that's. I don't know, potato chips is called a suda anyway. You know, you have some potato chips and fresca and some cantaloupe and stuff like that. I don't know if that's even called a suda. Suda. And a formal suda. And shiduchim is a thing. You know, so today what we do, you know, Rav Moshe Feinstein, he did a thing. He made this new tanoim, which is very good, because it adds three more kibbudim that you can give at a wedding. you can give two edim and a person to read the tanoim. It's a gvaldika thing. Well, my sheet is the more kibbudim, the better. Meaning, and that's why I don't believe in the idea of giving the first two brachas to one person. Because then you take away a kibbutz, you can give it to two different people. So I'm not into giving the first two brachas to one person. I said you should give as many as you want, and tanoim is a kavaldic thing because it gives an opportunity to mechabit three more people. So I think it's a kavaldic thing, and basically it really does. It doesn't have much, you know, it's not binding. It's not it's not binding. It's binding. It's not like a real monetary knas. And we do it at the wedding, which is obviously, you know, a real shiduchim, you do it at the wedding. If you come, you're already coming to the wedding, that means you're planning to go through wedding. You know, it was, they would do shiduchim, like in Hasidic circles, they get engaged, so to speak, and they don't have the wedding for another year. You know, right? In Hasidic circles, because they meet one time, two times, whatever, maybe three times, and then they don't see each other till the wedding, and then they have real shiduchim. But the question is, what's the rikudim of cholos we have to see, and why doesn't the Shulchan Aruch mention klishir? So we'll see why the simple pshat at some point down is because the Shulchan Aruch asks this klishir the whole year round. You know, the Shulchan Aruch says that klishir is usher the whole year round. Zecher l'churban. So that's the big question. I remember in Wilshire we were talking about it many years ago. So well, what's the heter? All these concerts they have. Alpi Pashtas are seemingly against the Shulchan Aruch. Because Zecher L'Churban, you're not allowed to have any klishir. So what's the heter? That all these orchestras and all these... right? What's the heter? So well, that's something else we have to... But the simple pshat, some posts can point out, is the reason why the Shulchan Aruch doesn't speak about Kli Shiur during the 3 weeks or the 9 days is because it's not a din of the 3 weeks or 9 days. It's a din of the whole year. Seichel L'Chorban. So, Tov Kuf Samach. Oh. So it's getting even better. But that, but the Magen Avraham says Rikudim M'Cholos. But we'll have to see what kind of Rikudim M'Cholos. Yeah, different types of circle. That's one mahalach. That's one mahalach is to say like that. That's l'chor could be, like someone said, the most simple mahalach in that. Okay, so let's take a look in the Eshel Avram on page 10. Uchach. Nisuin be'er Shabbos kodim shivasa betamas hanitcha. You know, in the days of in Europe, it was very common to make weddings on Friday. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik made a wedding. One of his daughters got married on Friday. Yeah, and Rav Aaron's grandson once came to my house for Suda. And we were talking about it. He said, yeah, that was my parents' wedding. That was my parents' wedding. It was done in the old days because of, they couldn't afford. And that was in Shulchan Aruch. It speaks about that, the Magen Avraham. The women used to go to the wedding. They would go to the chuppah. And sometimes they would come home too late. And it was too late to light Shabbos Licht. So the whole discussion in the Magen Avraham that they would have to get a goy to light the Shabbos Licht, you know, and you know, what's the story? But that was... Yeah, so let's see. So he says, so Nisuin, now say you want to have a Shivasa Batamas Hanitche, and you want to make a wedding Friday, Yishlati Machupa Bioser. So you have to make sure not to do it on Shabbos. There's a famous Shut Ramah. So he says that if you're going to make a chasana on Friday, and it's Shivasa Batamas is that night. Friday night is Shivasa Batamas already. So you have to be machbid. So the question is, so maybe you're going to violate the chumra of Lo Yisa Noshim Beit HaMetzorim. So he says, so you make sure that you do it before Shkia. So he says, normally you should never do it after Shkia because of Kinyan B'Shabbos. But it could be that it's made of Shmoshus is more makeup to make a Kinyan made of Shmoshus. But now we have a more Chomerdik thing. It's not only Friday night, but now we have, it's the beginning of 3 weeks. So the beginning of 3 weeks. So then...
When do the 3 weeks begin? Do they begin during the day or they begin at night? Can I make a wedding on the 16th at night, which is the eve of the 17th?
Right. So that's going to be the next part of this package. I don't want to get to it today. I don't want to rush through the end. But there's a question of when do the 3 weeks begin? Do they begin the night of Shivasa Batamas or only the day? In other words, could you have a chasana that night or not? Right, that's So he's assuming in the Eishel Avram that it starts at night. So that's why, and even by Tisha B'Av, Shivasa Pratamus is on Shabbos. So we're not going to fast till Sunday, right? Not going to fast till Sunday. So then what? So then he says, if you're going to make a chasana, so normally when you make a chasana Friday, you make the kinyanim before Shkia. But he says that it could be that, you know, you can make a kinyan b'Shabbos, if it's made a shmashos, maybe more make it. But if it's shivasa b'tamas, even shivasa b'tamas shenitcha, there's an added reason not to make sure you finish all the kinyanim before Shkia, not to violate the minhag of not getting married during Beit HaMitzrayim. Right, the question of Beit HaShmoshes. Kinyan is only a Din Rabbana. In certain Shvusim, they weren't Gozer. He quotes it here. Shut Ramon. There's a famous Shut, yeah. But he says you should be extra makbid on getting married on Friday to make sure you finish everything before Shkia when it's Shivasa B'tam
Shenitcha. That's also Benishmashus.
Right, exactly. No, but it's one man, because this is part of the Chumra of Shalom Nisa Nish Noshim. I guess, and it's yeah, but it's a minute. Yeah, because one is the din of the Issa Kinyan of Shabbos, and one is the din of the Minhag Yisrael of not getting married.
Some say Ben Hashmashus.
So that's the question, but he's saying. Yeah, so that's the Eishel Avram. Eishel Avram, Simon Tavkuf Nuna. But you see from Eishel Avram clearly that he held that Beit HaMitzrayim starts at night. Beit HaMitzrayim starts at night, 94, and even that. Okay, so but I'd like to stop now. Tomorrow we'll do the last part of this packet. Is there any coolers, first of all, at night? And what about if you're a person who normally, what's the halacha of the issa of getting married for an ovel? It's a din and shlosh. The issa of getting married is a din and shlosh. An ovel is not supposed to get married during shlosh. But what? If he wasn't a Kayin Peru yet, then he could get married even during Shloshim. That's why this one of the things Rav Soloveitchik is known to have said is that the 9 days the Tisha B'Av is Shiva, the 9 days is Shloshim, and the 3 weeks is Yud Beis Chomesh. So one problem with that is that if you want to say that the 3 weeks is Yud Beis Chodesh, but the issue of getting married doesn't apply during Yud Beis Chodesh. A person is allowed to get married if they're a novel during Yud Beis Chodesh, even if they were Mekayim Peruvu already. The issue of getting, so it's hard to, so this that's the first kash you could ask, is how can Rav Soloveitchik say that it's a din in the 3 weeks is a din in Yud Beis Chodesh, if the 3 weeks is also to get 3 weeks, you're not allowed to get married. So, but if it's a din in Yud Beis Chodesh, you should be allowed to get married. You hear the question?
I mean, also it's backwards. Meaning first you have Shiva, and then you have Shloshim, and then you have your Beis Kodesh.
So that's why I'm not so into the categories. You'll see, but there's sources for I want you to see the whole. I want you to just. Yeah, right. But I want you to hear the whole. That's why you have to hear the whole thing. Don't you know? But this is just a question I'm raising now. Is that? And then the question is: at Shloshim, you could get married if you weren't Mekayim Peruvu. You could get married with a, God forbid, a person who's a relative. And if it's at Shloshim, he's allowed to get married in Shloshim if he wasn't Mekayim Peruvu. So the question is: and what about for this? We're going to allow a chasana? This is a question. We're going to allow a chasana during the 3 weeks if somebody wasn't Mekayim Peruvu or not? Even though, yeah. Right. Rav Moshe permitted, even more. He permitted someone to get married even during Shiva. That was a big cooler. Welcome, Hefsin. Even more than what the Gemara permits in the civil suits. So the question is, how did he do that? Well, okay. So what we discussed today is the Indian of not getting married is a minig. Bidina de Gemara, it's only during the 9 days. And then Gabi marriage, so machlokis machaber ramah, but the minig is only on the 9 days. Is the minig, does the minig of the 3 weeks, or there is no minig of the 3 weeks for marriage? And I told you the minig of Teiman is the Teimanid. Minig of Teiman, I don't know about all Teimanim, but the minig of Teiman is they will eat meat until Suda Mafsek. They were never makabel the 9 days. They were never for meat. They were never makabel Shavua Shachalbo for meat. They only follow the Din HaGemara. And which we said is very leidic, because the Rambam brings down the din of 9 days for meat, and the Rambam was the poisek achron for the cow of Teiman. I told you the kaddish, the nusach hakaddish, Yehudei Teiman was b'chayechon v'yemechon b'chaye Rav Moshe bar Maimon. So, but someone pointed out that certain things they veered for the Rambam. But this is one of them. Yeah, and Psuadaka they spell with an aleph. And last year during COVID, when I davened by Chabad for over a year, it was the first time that I heard Parsha Zohar from a Sefer Torah that had Daka with an aleph. I was a little afraid, so I also heard it Dombrov, who has it with a. but Yaakov Hoffman said it's a Daka. Rav Karp points out it's a good chumrah to hear Parsha Zohar. Either you have to go to Teimani, or Chabad. Those are the only people left. Because that was the original minute, Daka with an aleph. And all of a sudden, it changed the world. And they started the Daka with the hay.
Right.
Right. It's like a house. Never, yeah. Right, because it was probably they probably either got it from originally from Chabad.
Yeah. So they were like, I don't know.
Yeah, but that's for
many, many old Ashkenaz Sifrei Torah are written with Aleph, not just
right. Torah. You're right. The old Ashkenaz Sifrei Torah, but today you can't go into, you won't find an Ashkenaz shul who has it with an aleph.
You, I mean, in Bell Harbor, we still have. We have some old ones from 100, 200 years ago. But the new ones written recently, no.
You go to this shul, that shul, you won't find it. Only in a Chabad shul or a Teiman.
New ones, no.
Yeah. Okay. So Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue at 11 o'clock, Bez Hashem. Thank you all for coming. Special to Rabbi Baum, who joined us, Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi Jason, and Rabbi Levitt, and Rabbi Kiva Poppers, and Rabbi Mordechai Elio Roberts, and Rav Eli Goldberg and Rav Harari. Okay, Bez Hashem, continue Bez Hashem tomorrow.
What's your name, brother?
Eli Goldberg.
You know his uncle?